One of the children who guided us into the school said that a hippo usually sleeps next to one of the classrooms. I asked him if it sleeps inside. "Aizadorsha melango," another child said. "It doesn't fit past the door." We all laughed. I looked to my right. There was a stretch of water, and then a series of classrooms with elevated verandas. Two fishermen were using one of the classrooms to dock off, because they didn't want to make too much noise and scare away the fish. They were using rafts, which they propelled using plastic oars. The boys got excited. They pointed to it in the water, its head visible. Gilimore was unmoved. He told me that there were a lot of the hippos where the teachers' quarters had been, swimming around the rows of houses that were now underwater. He and the deputy, Kibet Zakayo, looked out across the lake, surveying what used to be their school. Everywhere I went, people had theories about what was happening to the lakes. One explanation is that the rise of the lakes is cyclical. I hear that it happened in the 1940s, but I wasn't alive to know, a local in Ahiro, near Lake Victoria, told me. When I spoke to Lawrence M. Kiagi, a professor of geography at Georgia State University who studies the history of climate breakdown in East Africa, he said something similar. If we go back in time, the Rift Valley lakes have had higher levels. What we are seeing now is not something new. Sean Avery, a hydrologist who has lived in Kenya since 1979, has pointed out that the current level of Lake Turkana is no higher than it was in the 1970s or in the 1900s. Other popular explanations focus on the lake's location. The rising Kenyan lakes are almost all situated along the eastern branch of the Great Rift Valley. The western branch stretches from the north of Uganda to the southeast of Tanzania, and its lakes are rising too, albeit more slowly, displacing families in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, and Uganda. Many observers find this too striking to be a coincidence. They feel that the rising lakes must be connected to tectonic activity. The Great Rift Valley is splitting apart at a rate roughly 2 millimeters a year, and will at some point in the next tens of millions of years eventually separate East Africa from the rest of the continent.